Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Sam.
And we're here today to talk about something very unusual that has happened or that has been happening over the last few weeks in the area of scientific journals. And I know that's not the sexiest intro that you're ever going to hear. I know most people don't really care about science journals, but they've been breaking precedent in a very big way, and they have become overtly political. What I have in front of me is a list of some of the editorials and op-ed pieces and some of the things that have been published in these journals or on their websites about the U.S. election. And these journals are basically coming out and saying that they support one candidate clearly over the other. This is Joe Biden. And they are explicitly rejecting the idea of a second presidency by the U.S. President Donald Trump. These have appeared in the journal The Lancet. They called their article Reviving the U.S. CDC. Another one about Trump versus Biden, and they call it a fight for the health of the nation.
So these are editorials, right? Not op-eds, not from a single person. They're from the editorial management of the journals.
Some of the biggest ones are editorials. Others are op-eds written by individual people. For example, in Science, there's a piece called Trump Lied About Science. This comes from one of the authors there, clearly making a statement. But so it's kind of a mix. But yeah, again, a lot of these came out over the last couple of weeks and are building into a chorus. And one that a lot of people have really paid attention to came in the New England Journal of Medicine. Sam, you've got parts of it right there. This was called Dying in a Leadership Vacuum, an editorial from that journal.
I'm just pulling a couple parts out of the longer thing that you can go read here. They say, some deaths from COVID-19 were unavoidable, but although it is impossible to project the precise number of additional American lives lost because of weak and inappropriate government policies, it is at least in the tens of thousands in a pandemic that has already killed more Americans than any conflict since World War II. And just skipping down a little bit, they say truth is neither liberal nor conservative. When it comes to the response to the largest public health crisis of our time, our current political leaders have demonstrated that they were dangerously incompetent. We should not abet them and enable the deaths of thousands more Americans by allowing them to keep their jobs.
And as far as I understand, this is the first time in the 200-plus year history of that journal where they've done anything of this sort. And this is really a break with precedent.
Another one that came out recently, not a scientific journal, but a science publication that writes about science, is Scientific American, which published a similar piece. And they've never endorsed a president in their 175-year history.
Literally called Scientific American Endorses Joe Biden was the title of that one. I also have from Nature. This was the most recent publication saying, you know, basically on the 9th of November 2016, the journal Nature didn't hide its disappointment that the election had gone that way.
Mm.
We were hopeful, though, the piece continues, that the checks on power that are there in the U.S. government would help curb the damage that might result from Trump's disregard for evidence, disrespect for those he disagrees with, and toxic attitude to women. How wrong we turned out to be. The title of this one, Why Nature Supports Joe Biden for U.S. President. The reason Sam and I are reading these out loud or are even thinking about them or talking about them because we're not even sure where we stand, and we wanted to kind of open this up to you, our listeners, and ask you what you think about this, really. Should scientific journals, academic journals, should they have a say on this? Should they have an opinion on this? Should they be publishing these kinds of things, these kinds of editorials? Or should they stick to the science?
Yeah, I'd especially love to hear from some people who are actual scientists out there, too, who read these journals to stay up on the latest science in whatever field they're in. But yeah, that seems a bit complicated for sure, and a little questionable maybe even.
It fits into what has been developing over the last couple of years. I mean, I remember, 2017, the March for Science? I went and reported on that in Amsterdam. That was already a point where a lot of scientists, for the first time, had become overtly political, taking to the streets. That was a new thing that had happened. So I feel like, who knows, maybe in 20, 30, 50 years, people will look back at this period of time and say that, yeah, something shifted then. Something happened that hadn't really happened before, or certainly not in my lifetime. And I'm left wondering how I feel about it. So yeah, again, please, all of you out there listening, how do you feel about it? We will read some of your comments on the air if they're appropriate.
And what happens when science gets political? I mean, that has further implications too for the future, I think.
Get in touch. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.